The Petersburg Indian Association has been developing a small compost business. The association's Jason Wilson says it uses local products.
What we do is we take the leftover scraps from Petersburg fisheries. After they process their fish, there's always, you know, heads and carcasses and tails. And we have alder wood chips from just clearing of the roads. So we also have sawdust. And we mix it all together and let it compost, and voila.
The association is one of 12 semifinalists in a program called Path to Prosperity. It's supported by Ha'ani, part of the Sealaska Regional Native Corporation, and the Nature Conservancy. Elena Peterson is Economic Development Coordinator for Ha'ani.
We really are looking for businesses that, you know, want to improve their communities, create jobs, and do so in a way that doesn't deplete resources and that solves existing needs within the community.
Peterson, who's based in Sitka, says the 12 semifinalists were chosen from a pool of 27 applicants. They'll spend the next few months developing their plans. One step is a business boot camp weekend to be held in Juneau during September.
At the boot camp, we connect them with industry professionals that can help them fill in the gaps and try to answer questions that they might have.
The business plans are due in early December, and the two winners will be announced in late January. An online survey will then pick a People's Choice winner. All will receive $40,000 in consulting and technical services. Peterson says the dozen proposals look worthwhile. One, from Kasan, would expand cultural tours in the Haida village on Prince of Wales Island.
Their business idea is really to put together the gift shop and offer a real, like, eco-tourism experience for the independent traveler, so people that want to come in and really experience what it is like to be in Kasan and what type of village it is.
Other semifinalists include a Haynes distillery, a Sitka otter fur sewing business, a Petersburg fish processor, and a Juneau coffee shop. Wilson of the Petersburg Indian Association says its compost project is ripe for expansion.
If we make it through, it would be nice to be able to just have a business that was going to be completely sustainable. Because we're using all sustainable elements in the product itself, it would be nice just to be able to have a system in place that really just paid for itself because we're doing a good thing with the environment.
He says the compost is concentrated and dried. That keeps shipping and storage costs low. The business would employ about 2 people at the start, but eventually he'd like to have several more working on the project. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.